Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. It's been a bad start to the whale migration season off Queensland's coast. A juvenile whale has died after being washed up on a Gold Coast beach just hours after a humpback was freed there from shark nets. The dwarf mink whale was found dead on Tuesday afternoon at Main Beach on the Gold Coast. It comes as a shark scientist says the state government should consider following in the footsteps of WA and subsidise personal shark deterrence. Dr. Leonardo Guida from the Australian Marine Conservation Society says nets are outdated and are putting whale rescue crews in danger.
We'll see possibly at least 10 whales entangled this year. Last year we saw 13, the year before that a little bit less. So each year we're seeing more and more as the population increases, as they make their way up through the east coast. And there's no reason these nets need to be there.
A Fisheries Queensland spokesperson says the state government will not make changes to the shark control program until effective alternatives suitable for our conditions are identified and proven. Over to crime, where new reports show car thefts in Queensland have surged past a 10-year high. It says a former police detective says the state government needs to start looking at alternative options to deal with youth crime. Bond Uni's Dr. Terry Goldsworthy said he isn't surprised this is happening.
We've seen an increase in what we call the serious repeat offenders. They've gone from 10% of juvenile offenders to 17% of offenders, and they're committing 50% of our crime. So the small cohort of offenders is growing in terms of serious offending.
And finally, the opposition is accusing the new health minister, Shannon Fentiman, of travelling across Queensland taking selfies instead of fixing issues with the health system. It's as data shows the longest wait to be offloaded from an ambulance at Bundaberg and Hervey Bay Hospital since August was more than 7 hours, while in Maryborough it was more than 3.5. Minister Fentiman fired back, saying demand for hospital services has climbed due to a lack of bulk billing GP clinics, thanks to the previous federal government, and says the Queensland Ambulance Service is the busiest in the country.